The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Triangle Radio Reading Service presents Tech Tips, a monthly 30-minute show covering a wide range of assistive technologies, including portable and mobile devices, computers, and computer software designed for the blind and print-impaired community. Happy New Year! Coming up on the first episode of Tech Tips for 2019, we're going to be talking about updates. We've got updates from OrCam, Apple, and Microsoft. That's what's coming up on this episode of Tech Tips. Tech Tips is a 30-minute program that will run once a month over the air and be available as a podcast by visiting our website at triangleReadingService.org. The purpose of Tech Tips is to keep you informed about new devices, computer software, and mobile apps designed for people who are blind or have low vision. We will at times have device demonstrations or interviews with people working to make technology available to the blind and print impaired. We also want you to be a contributor to the program. If you would like us to know about a new piece of technology or program aimed at the visually and print impaired community, let us know by phone or email. Our phone number is 919-832-5138, and the email address is chris@trrsnc.org. And as always, thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. OrCam recently made some updates, which include voice commands, new languages, and Bluetooth connectivity. OrCam has introduced voice command technology to its MyEye2 and MyReader2 devices in its latest software update that includes Bluetooth connectivity and additional languages. Blind and visually impaired users of the visual aid devices can now issue commands such as tell time, speak slower, and speak faster to access and change menu options more easily. Other new features include Bluetooth connectivity and the addition of French and Spanish to the language's settings. Recently, OrCam introduced barcode recognition software, and it now includes barcode learning mode for users to save barcodes that are not already included in its database. OrCam user Ian White said that the new Bluetooth function enables his device to connect to his headphones. "I love being able to use the device without people around me noticing, as it looks just as though I'm wearing headphones. With Bluetooth, my OrCam MyEye is even more discreet than before, and it's easier to use in public places, like reading the departure board at the station," he said. The new software is available to all existing OrCam users and is downloaded automatically when the device is connected via Wi-Fi to the Internet. Listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. iOS 12 was released a short while ago. Here's an article from Access World Magazine entitled iOS 12, an Overview from an Accessibility Perspective. It's written by Janet Ingber. In September, Apple released iOS 12. its new operating system for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. This new release offers many new features, including Siri shortcuts, grouping notifications, and more options for Do Not Disturb. Any device running iOS 11 can use iOS 12. According to Apple, unlike some other previous updates, installing iOS 12 will speed up older devices rather than slowing them down. My husband is using an old iPhone 6, and it is definitely running faster than before iOS 12. The new Siri Shortcuts feature caused a lot of excitement when it was presented at Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference. Based on your usage, your device will automatically create shortcuts for you to use. Pre-made shortcuts can be found in Settings, Siri in Search, in Spotlight Search, and on the lock screen. Apple has given access to Siri shortcuts to third-party apps, including iCatcher and the Weather Channel. If an app's shortcuts are not in Siri in Search, check the app. If the app has Siri shortcuts, they will probably be in the app's Settings section. If you want to create your own Siri shortcut, download the Shortcuts app from the App Store. You can set up shortcuts listed in Settings by going to Settings, Siri, and Search. Explore what is available by flicking around the screen. In each section, there will be a button to show all the shortcuts in that section. When you find the one you want, double tap on it. A new screen will load, prompting you to record a personalized phrase, which will trigger the shortcut. Double tap on the record button to start recording and double tap again when finished. Shortcuts will display the text of your recording. If you are happy with everything, select the Done button in the upper right-hand corner of the screen. There are also buttons to re-record the phrase or cancel the recording. Once the shortcut has been created, activating Siri and saying the shortcut phrase will initiate the designated action. All your shortcuts will be under Siri and Search. If there is a shortcut on the lock screen, such as a suggestion to return someone's missed call, double tap it. If there is a Siri shortcut in Spotlight Search, double tap on it. It is now possible to automatically fill in username and password fields when using Safari. It is easiest to enter information into login fields if you already have a Safari password stored in your Apple Keychain. When you've stored login information for a site in the Keychain, visit the site and activate the username or email part of the login form. Do not enter any text. Move down until you hear information about logging into the site, and then move down or right until you hear the username or email address for the account, and double tap. The information may be just above the QWERTY keyboard. The keyboard will be present since you selected the username edit box. Depending on which device you are using, you will be asked to authenticate using Touch ID or Face ID, and your information will be entered automatically. You will need to select the login button or link. Another way to access passwords is to ask Siri the name of a particular password. Siri will validate with Face ID or Touch ID. A list of all your websites with saved usernames and passwords will then be displayed. You can then enter the information manually. A new grouping feature has also been introduced in iOS 12. Grouping lets you sort notifications from the same source together or have them appear separately. Either way, they will be chronological with the newest notifications first. Therefore, if you have notifications from the New York Times and Facebook, the New York Times notifications will be grouped together as will the ones from Facebook. This feature works in the Notification Center and on the lock screen. By default, this feature is turned on. When a grouped notification is selected, VoiceOver will say the name of the notification, such as New York Times, followed by the word grouped, and the number of notifications in the group. Flicking up or down the grouped notification will offer four options: View, Manage, Clear, and Activate. Double tapping on the notification will expand the group, allowing access to all notifications in that group. For example, if I double tap on my New York Times notification, All notifications from the New York Times will be shown on the screen. Selecting the Manage option will give two choices, Deliver Quietly and Turn Off. If the Deliver Quietly option is selected, notifications will no longer appear on the lock screen and there will not be any annoying indications that you received a notification. Selecting the Turn Off option will have notifications sent in chronological order, and they will be interspersed with other notifications and will appear on the lock screen. At the bottom of the Manage screen is a Settings button, which will bring you to the Notification section in Settings. If you want to turn grouping off and on when a notification is not on the screen, go to Notifications in Settings and select the app. At the bottom of the next screen will be a button giving the app's status. Select it, and more options will be displayed. Apple has added new English Siri voices for Ireland and South Africa. There is a male and a female voice for each country. In addition to using them for Siri, they can also be used as voiceover voices. Go to Settings, General Accessibility, Voiceover, and Speech. Go to English for Ireland. Along with the Moira voice, there will now be Siri Female and Siri Male. If you go to English for South Africa, there will be a Siri Female and Siri Male option as well as the Tessa voice. Settings for Screen Time are found in Settings, then Screen Time. The first control in this section is a button with the name of your device. Activating this button brings up a new screen with two buttons, Today and Last 7 Days. Here is where you will find detailed information about app usage, how many notifications have been received, and how many times you have picked up your phone. Below the name of your device is a device usage summary. This summary is nowhere near as detailed as the summary described above. The first setting in Screen Time is the downtime. With this feature enabled, only designated apps and phone calls will be available on your phone. When the downtime option is selected, a new screen loads. The first control is a toggle for whether the feature is on or off. It is off by default. Set up downtime by first selecting the button. There will be a pickers for selecting when to start and stop downtime. Once this is completed, select the Screen Time button in the upper left corner. The next control is App Limits. Activating this button will bring you to a screen that describes what this feature does. At the bottom of the screen is an Add Limit button. Activating this button opens a screen with different categories of apps such as Entertainment, Creativity, Productivity, and Health and Fitness. Select the Add button and a new screen will open where you can select how long apps can be used in a day. Under the App Limits button on the main Screen Time screen is an Always Allowed button. Activating this button will bring up a list of your apps. Choose the ones you want to have on all the time. By default, all apps are available whenever your device is used. The next control is a button to block inappropriate content. Selecting this button will load a new screen where you can check which items to be blocked. There are other screen time options, including setting a passcode, sharing across iCloud devices, activating family sharing, and turning screen time off. Screen time can be used to monitor and regulate how much time your kids are on their devices. Also, you can control which apps they can use and for how long. Once a week, Apple will send you a report about how much screen time was used. The new Measure app can be used by someone who is blind or visually impaired, but it can be difficult to do so. Measure is not 100% accurate, but it is usually close. Apple now includes more information about battery usage in Settings and then Battery. Go to Settings, then Battery, and flick right until you locate two buttons labeled Last 24 Hours and Last 9 Days. If you select the first button, information will include when it was last charged and percentage of battery usage by time. Next is battery activity in minutes. Then next is a list of apps used and percentage of battery usage. It will also say if an app was running in the background. You now have the option of having your device's software update automatically rather than manually. Go to Settings, then General, software update. There is a button labeled automatic updates that is on by default. Double tap on the button if you want to disable this feature. It is now easier to hide or show the iMessages app drawer, which is visible by default. Above the message edit box is a button for hiding or showing. The button is clearly labeled and is a toggle. Selecting the button when the app drawer is visible will hide it. The info button for a message recipient has been relocated. Double tap on the recipient's name and a new screen will load with several options: audio, FaceTime, and more info. The Do Not Disturb setting has gained several new options. Settings for Do Not Disturb can be accessed through the Control Center. With the Do Not Disturb feature enabled, either flick down or use 3D Touch. There will be several new options for 1 hour, until morning, or another part of the day, and until I leave this location. The option to Do Not Disturb scheduling is also now available in the Control Center. Another new Do Not Disturb feature is bedtime. When scheduled, notifications will not appear on the lock screen. Bedtime is only available when Do Not Disturb is scheduled. Braille display users can configure new navigation commands. Go to Settings, General, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Braille, Display, More Info, Braille Command, Navigation. If you have difficulty hearing in noisy situations, such as a restaurant, it may be helpful to use AirPods with your iPhone or iPad. Your device's microphone will send sound directly to your AirPods. Make sure your AirPods are paired with your device. Go to Settings, Control Center, Customize Controls. Select Hearing from the list of widgets. It will now be added to the Control Center. Put the AirPods in your ears and open the Control Center. Activate the Hearing widget, flick right to Live Listen, and select it. You should be able to hear what is going on around you through your AirPods. There are two new features to Voice Memo. Go to Settings, Voice Memos. Under the Voice Memo settings, the first option is Clear Deleted. Here is where you can choose how long a deleted memo remains on your device. Options include immediately, after 1 day, and after 7 days. The second new feature is the audio quality. By default, compressed is selected, resulting in smaller files with lower quality. The other option is lossless, which creates better quality, larger files. The iBooks app is now called Books. At the bottom of the page are 5 tabs. Reading Now, Library, Bookstore, Audiobooks, and Search. With this update, the top charts information is now located in the Bookshare tab. Have you ever thought of a song but only remembered a few of its words? You can now enter lyrics into the search form in Apple Music. This results in a list of songs matching those lyrics. If you are an Apple Music subscriber, selecting any song will start it playing. If you are not an Apple subscriber, you will get only the name of the song. Switching to the iPad, you can still use the Home button on your iPad to unlock it or activate the app switcher. Gestures for activating the Control Center and Notification Center still work. However, Apple has added new gestures for performing these 4 functions. They are the same as the gestures used with iPhones, which do not have a physical Home button. How to unlock. Put your finger on the bottom of the screen. You will hear a low-pitched tone. Slide your finger up until you hear a high-pitched tone. Lift your finger. App switcher. Instead of stopping at the first higher-pitched tone, keep sliding your finger up until you hear a second tone. Control Center. Start the procedure from the top of the screen. The first high-pitched tone indicates the Control Center. Notification Center. When sliding down from the top of the screen, the second tone indicates the Notification Center. The bottom line is this. It is definitely worth upgrading to iOS 12. The update has new features including Siri shortcuts and screen time, and there are new features added in some apps including Voice Memos and Apple Music. If you are concerned about accessibility bugs introduced into iOS during a major update, Apple Viz keeps an updated list of present and corrected bugs in iOS on its website. listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Let's take a look at Microsoft's new screen reader. It's called Narrator. This article comes to us courtesy of Access World Magazine and is written by Bill Holton. The October Windows 10 update has arrived, and if you've installed it, you may have noticed some significant changes to Narrator, the operating system's built-in screen reader. The changes start with the keystroke used to toggle Narrator off and on. It's now Windows plus Control plus Enter instead of simply Windows plus Enter. Narrator also allows you to use your choice of the previous Caps Lock, Narrator Notifier key, or the Insert key, which is more in line with other Windows screen readers. Indeed, with this latest version of Narrator, Microsoft has taken a giant step forward toward offering a full-function, built-in screen reader. We'll take a look at some of the new features and capabilities later in this article, but first, let's take a quick look back. Narrator first appeared in Windows 2000, and for users, it remained more or less the same through Windows Millennium and XP. Microsoft SAM was the speech engine, and, well, let's just say it left much to be desired. Back then, you could not use Narrator to install Windows. Indeed, there was very little productive work you would accomplish using this basic screen reader. The initial release of Narrator was intended mostly to aid users to independently install a third-party screen reader or to get back up and running after the main screen reader had crashed, says Brett Humphrey, Senior Program Manager of Microsoft's Accessibility Team. The first significant changes to Narrator occurred in Windows 7. SAPI 5 voices were included. It was also the first version to begin providing at least some information to Narrator and other screen readers via UI automation instead of Microsoft Active Accessibility. MSAA is an Application Programming Interface, or API, designed to help screen readers and other assistive technology products access, identify, and manipulate an application's UI interface, such as buttons, checkboxes, and other controls. Unfortunately, over the years, MSAA became a technological laggard. MSAA could tell a screen reader basic things like, "Hi, I'm a button," but not much more, says Humphrey. These days, buttons may expand and collapse or open a list of options, nor does MSAA allow you to deeply investigate rich text attributes such as when boldface or underlining begins or ends, or detect those squiggly lines that indicate a spelling or grammar error. Screen reader developers had to find new and innovative ways to detect these screen elements. But starting with Windows 7, it was also possible to get some of the information using UI automation, a next-level accessibility API which was not only more accurate than MSAA, but faster as well. By Windows 8, Microsoft had more or less rebuilt the entire core of Narrator. It also added Narrator touch commands. You may recall that at this point there was an effort by Microsoft to put Windows on different platforms, including ARM-based tablets, so they needed a functioning screen reader since most third-party offerings were not Windows Store capable. Remember Surface RT, anyone? Now, with Windows 10, and most specifically the October 2018 update, Narrator has taken a large step toward becoming a full-fledged screen reader. We've already mentioned the new hotkey on-off toggle, which was Windows plus Control plus Enter. Apparently, this change came about because too many people were pressing Windows plus Enter by accident and then panicking when they couldn't get their computers to stop speaking, as well as the addition of the Insert key as a Narrator modifier. A few of the other basic improvements include the following. An interactive quick start tutorial that launches automatically the first time you launch Narrator. Built-in user guide you can access anytime via the General Narrator Settings tab. The ability to set faster possible speeds for the Microsoft David, Mark, and Zira SAPI 5 voices. The ability to issue Narrator commands using the numerical keypad. Narrator also includes a revamped keyboard layout and some new voice commands. Of course, you can always choose to continue using the legacy keyboard layout, and you can change any of the speech or screen navigation keys to suit your individual needs. Narrator's scan mode, which is similar to JAWS and NVDA browse mode, has been updated. Along with the ability to run voices at a faster rate, one of our number one feature requests was for fast navigation keys, such as H for headings and I for next item, says Humphrey. As a side note, you can see a full list of quick navigation and other narrator commands by starting narrator and pressing the narrator modifier key and F1. To Humphrey, improvements to narrator scan mode are among the most significant changes in this release of narrator. With scan mode turned on, it's possible for a brand new accessible computer user to use the tab and arrow keys to accomplish nearly everything he or she wishes to do on a website or in most Windows applications. One last feature of the current narrator was actually released a year ago, the ability to recognize images. Microsoft used what it learned from its iPhone app, Seeing AI, and its AI Cognitive Services team to identify and describe as many graphics as possible as you move down a web page or document. It's not perfect yet, and you need to be running narrator for it to work. This is another reason to learn more about Narrator, even if it isn't your primary screen reader. There is still a lot of work to be done to make Narrator a better screen reader, and the work begins with the Edge browser. We needed to create a secure browser, and unfortunately, a lot of things we did caused not only Narrator, but other screen readers to break, says Humphrey. Much of our API appear as viruses to the Edge browser. So did a lot of the workarounds screen reader developers use to report information not available in APIs. UI automation enables Narrator to offer a much improved Edge experience, and according to Humphrey, Microsoft is working hand-in-hand with third-party developers to share and improve these tools. Finer-grained verbosity controls are also on the agenda. Excel, for example, is so verbose, many users report they cannot use Narrator to work with it productively. It's a balancing act, notes Humphrey. Right now, we're working on stability, speed, and accuracy. Also, at least for now, our primary focus is on the brand new speech user, since those who are already using speech are likely well-practiced with one of the current third-party offerings. That is, however, one of the reasons we've changed our keyboard layout, so longtime users can more easily transfer their many years of keyboard command muscle memory to Narrator. Microsoft's stated mission is to empower every person and every organization on the planet to achieve more. These new improvements to Narrator seem to be a substantial step in that direction. And now that Windows is on a twice-yearly update schedule, it won't take long to learn just how committed it is to the journey. We've run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast by visiting our website at www.triangleReadingService.org. Tech Tips is produced by Chris Skidmore in cooperation with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any questions, you can email me. My email address is chris@trrsnc.org, or you can give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips.